If you have salespeople phoning prospects and it's taking them 1 or 2 hours to pass the receptionists, the PAs, or they're leaving voicemails before they even get to speak to a customer, there might be a better way for them to use their time. And that better way might be cold calling. But cold calling with a difference. So stay with us for the next 7 minutes and hear one alternative that may work for you.
Our next guest has a novel idea that can help you. His name is John Taylor. And when this interview was recorded, John was the director of sales for a data and telecommunication company, Corptel. Perhaps you could begin by outlining your sales team.
Well, at Corptel, we currently have 24 salespeople who cover Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria. And their basic function is to bring new customers to the company. That is selling discounted long-distance airtime to them and basically selling discounted telephone bills.
Well, knowing that most salespeople prefer to prospect from behind a desk, what did you do?
Well, we went nuts. We designed a small cube, a small box, approximately 8 centimetres square, and had it printed to our own design. And the idea was that it was to gain attention. The lid contained a space where we could write a name, and it said, for the attention of, then there was the space. And beneath it, it said, Corptel goes nuts. The four sides of the box carried what we hoped would be controversial statements that would get a business person thinking. The whole purpose was to get attention and make the customer inquisitive.
Well, John, how did the sales force use them?
Salespeople carried a number of these boxes of nuts when they were canvassing. They would go to the reception, find the person's name that they needed to see, get the details of the company, and if they could see that person at that time or could make an appointment at that time, the nuts were not used. However, so often, the best they were able to do was to collect a with compliment slip with the appropriate person's name. The nuts were then produced, and that person's name was put on the lid. The sales representative slips his business card under the lid, leaves it with the receptionist saying, please make sure that Mr. Prospect gets this because I'm going to call him about it tomorrow. And then he leaves. The next day, he phones the prospect back, introduces himself. Good morning, I'm John Taylor from Corptel Communications. I'm the fellow who left you the nuts. Typical response was, yeah, they were great. What was all that about? And the response is, well, that's why I need to come and see you to explain exactly what it is we do. And an appointment was made.
And these cartons have only been used for new business prospects?
Yes, only new prospecting. It is intended to be an icebreaker. It's a way, a novel way, of getting our sales representatives in front of prospective customers.
That's a very rosy picture you've just painted. But I think our audience would know that just because it's a great idea, and it works, that doesn't mean that everyone would use it. How did the sales force accept the idea?
It worked for the people who used them. Naturally, in every sales force, you have some people who are sceptical. A few thought that it was perhaps a little gimmicky or indeed less professional than they felt they would like to be. Coincidentally, these were the same people who didn't want to canvass anyway. But I can tell you that the people who used them were successful and made more sales. The people who didn't, didn't.
Well, John, given the success you've had, do your people now need these cartons of nuts to prospect? In other words, has it become a crutch for them?
No, it hasn't. It's actually taught them to canvass and given them confidence. And we don't use it all the time because it would lose its novelty value.
That's great, John. After listening to your success, can I assume that you'll be continuing with this campaign?
Yes, we will, whenever it's appropriate. We found it to be very successful. And to illustrate the point, we've just ordered another 1,000 cartons.
Well, here's the question that all the accountants want to ask. Did it pay for itself?
Well, if we measure it in terms of the bottom line, the dollars achieved, our return was tenfold on the cost of the nuts.
Well, I guess that says it all, John. Thanks very much for sharing this campaign with us today.
My pleasure.
Now, there's one company that made cold calling work. The question is, could it work for you? Well, there's an easy way to find out. Just discuss the idea with some of your sales guys and order 25 or 50 low-cost giveaways for those that are willing. And ask them to make 5 or 10 calls a week using the item they're giving away as the reason to make the call. Then measure the results. And if cold calling and leaving a small giveaway generates activity and produces more appointments and more sales than your current methods, you have the answer.